Welcome to Virtual Innovation. If you're listening to this or reading the transcription of this recording, you're here because you want to learn a bit more about the Truth About Dyslexia project and how virtual innovation is involved. My name is Stephen Martin, and I'm the founder of Virtual Innovation and the host of the Truth About Dyslexia podcast and the project. Now, this project is so important to the team at Virtual Innovation, and this did start with a personal journey for myself. At the age of 10, I was diagnosed with dyslexia. I struggled to read from a board and copy down, and I was very lucky to be diagnosed when I was young, which allowed me to have additional time for the word I'm looking for is tests and similar things. I was given a bit more help with what was called a reader-writer. You see, with dyslexia, my brain goes really, really quickly, but getting that down onto paper is a massive challenge. So I was lucky enough to have someone listen to me and write on my behalf. This was before laptops existed in every school. And that massively helped me, you know, pass my sixth form certificate, which was a huge, huge thing for me. I would have struggled massively without it. So I was very lucky that I got caught very early on around dyslexia. But like so many adults, you know, so many people with dyslexia, especially adults that kind of think it disappears after school, I left it behind when I left school at about the age of 17 and didn't really think about it or how it affected or could affect my life. It wasn't until the age of 31, my father actually made me go and see a specialist. Now, when you're an adult, you think, hey, I don't have an issue with dyslexia anymore. I can read, I can write. You know, I've got Grammarly, I've got spell checking tools, I've got all of this stuff now. I'm okay. And so it took quite a while for me to actually go and see the specialist. There was quite a few phone calls back and forth. I finally gave in to thinking I knew best. And I headed along to the specialist, Vanessa Victor at Remarkable Minds, fantastic person. And we sat there for a 2-hour consultation. And throughout that session, I was just, you know, jaw on the desk. I didn't realize anything about how dyslexia really worked, just the kind of highlights from the newsreels about reading and writing. I didn't understand how it impacted my visual thinking, my spatial thinking, some of the problems I'd experienced around anxiety and depression, heaps of different challenges that were all problems of neurodiversity or challenges of neurodiversity. Now, what really grabbed me was when I was sitting across from her at the desk, we heard this loud noise and my eyes kind of went up to the right. I was kind of in my head there. And Vanessa turned to me and goes, "Where did you go?" And I looked at her and said, "What are you talking about? Where did you go?" And she said again, "Where did you go? I know you went somewhere in your head. You could see something, couldn't you?" And I was like, how is this woman in my brain? And I said, yes, I heard the hammer go as she was having some renovations on her house. And in my mind's eye, I could picture the builder hammering a nail into her deck. And so I could picture that in my mind. And she went, "Wow, you're amazing." And I said, "Oh, thank you." You know, great ego and all. And what she'd mentioned at that point, she goes, "Have you ever been on my deck of the house?" And I said, "No." She goes, "Have you ever met my builder?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And she said, "Well, you've just created a visual picture in your mind's eye that is so real to you, it is now going to, you know, embed as a memory. Now, you've never met my builder. You've never been on my deck. This memory is false. It's fake. It doesn't actually exist." And so it took me a few minutes for my brain to kind of catch up with that, or a few seconds, should I say. And it's kind of like your whole past starts to, you know, come at you and go, wow, if I've done that in this one moment, how often in my life have I done things similar to this? How often have I had these same challenges appear? You know, and it was a real penny drop moment for me. And at that moment, my life changed. I realized not only did I have to find out about this for myself, for my family, because it's hereditary, dyslexia, ADHD, it's, you know, runs down the family lines. I had to learn about this. And so I went on a mission over the last 6-7 years now to discover more about myself. And so going through this journey, I've picked up so much that I can't even say it correctly because there's so much I've learned. And one of the things I did very early on was I started to record a podcast. I wanted to share my learnings, not only with the rest of the world to help them kind of, you know, get a feel for it, but I wanted to be completely open and vulnerable about my experiences, about the pain, the problems, the challenges I'd run into, so they could, you know, learn from them. You know, it was as cathartic to me to be able to share my journey as it was to people all across the world who have heard it. I've had messages from every corner of the globe. I've interviewed people from the US, the UK, interesting European countries I hadn't really had much to do with. everywhere. It's been a fantastic experience with the podcast now crossing 750,000 downloads worldwide. And this podcast is a huge pace of who I am, and it's something that, you know, I'll continue to do for a long time. And it's a project Virtual Innovation is really proud to support. Our team support it technically, and it's a way we can give back to people. They say over 41% of entrepreneurs have dyslexia. So what we find with a lot of the people we work with, they're either undiagnosed or diagnosed dyslexics, and we work really well with them because I get them. I understand how their minds work. I understand what they're trying to achieve, what they're trying to bring into reality. And I know the challenges as clients they will be. They'll have some really great benefits and some negatives. But these are things that can be worked through. And for me personally, the Truth About Dyslexia project is a huge one for us. And we appreciate any clients that work with us, you know, that have dyslexia, that mention this podcast, or this isn't even a podcast, this explanation, because it's all supporting a greater cause, which is important to us and hopefully to many others. So that's what I wanted to share. On this page, you'll find some other links to other podcasts I've done, which are a bit more in depth. Please feel free to subscribe, listen to it. If you can support the podcast in any way, reach out. We're always looking for any ways to get the message out further. If it's something that's important to you, this project is, you know, funded by us, so any support is very much appreciated. So that's all for now. If you are looking for a web design agency, if you are looking for a big picture thinker for an IT project, please let us know. We'll always be more than happy to help.